Acts chapter 4, verses 23 through 31. And when they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priest and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, "Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, 'Why did the Gentiles rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant your servant to continue to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus.' And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." It's easy to think of those early disciples as strong and bold and just way out of our league in their ability to serve God. But their ability to serve God was not about being strong and bold, but about being surrendered. It was the Holy Spirit that made them bold. What they did was pray. And it would be good for us to pray prayers modeled after their prayer. They address God as Sovereign Lord. And then the first words of their prayer are about how He is sovereign. He made heaven and earth and the sea and everything in it. And how all the people plot in vain because God is in control. Before they seek help, they affirm the sovereign power of God. In times of need, when you feel weak and you're not sure what to do, begin your prayers by telling God how great He is. It helps us to put things in the correct perspective where God is so much more powerful than any of the things that are making life difficult for us. In verse 29, they ask God to look upon their threats and grant them success. One of the mistakes we often make is we spend our time looking upon the threats instead of asking God to look upon their threats. When we look upon the threats, it just makes us anxious and feel defeated. But by asking God to look upon the threats, they were acknowledging that God already knows these things. God sees the trouble they are in. And they were releasing that anxiety to God. "God, you look at their threats because I can't do anything about it." And they specifically asked for boldness. And that is what the Holy Spirit filled them with. And when they were praying, the place they were in was shaken and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. We need more prayer meetings that shake the room. The experience in Acts 4 shows us that the experience in Acts 2 was not unique. There was not just one time where the Holy Spirit was poured out and then that was it. No more experiences of the shaking of the Holy Spirit. They were filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts 2. But they were filled anew with the Holy Spirit in Acts 4. We are very cautious to avoid the dangers of sensationalism. We don't want a spiritual experience that is all based on hype and a sensational experience. But God still shakes us. He still fills us with the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you to do something. Whatever predicament you're in, whatever weakness you feel, whatever lack you have, go to God in prayer, and I encourage you to open up your Bible to Acts chapter 4 and to paraphrase the prayer that they prayed in verse 24 through 29. Follow the outline of this prayer and pray the truths of this prayer, but put your own experience into it. Ask God to look upon the threats in your experience and to grant you boldness for the thing He's called you to. And then, in whatever way God chooses to do it, let Him shake you. Let Him fill you with the Holy Spirit. Those early believers weren't superheroes. They weren't just bold, fearless people. They were people who brought their trouble and their weakness to God and were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.